USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A vaccine mandate for larger private employers is back on. A federal appeals court has dissolved the stay that was issued by a lower court over a month ago. This as the Omicron variant is spreading across the country at an alarming rate. White House medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
People should not be surprised or discouraged if you hear that there are breakthrough infections. But the critical issue is that vaccination, particularly if you get boosted, will go a long way to protect you from getting severely ill.
A spike in cases among NFL teams has forced the league to push back a few games scheduled for this weekend. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
The league was determined to play all these games as they were scheduled, but the emergence of some other factors and the frequency of the positive tests forced the league's hand, and the NFLPA had the discussions and essentially made the changes.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A newly released congressional report says that officials in former President Trump's administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the federal response to COVID-19 when it first arrived early in 2020. According to the report, the officials didn't want the crisis to harm Trump politically. It was released by the House Oversight Committee's Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus. The panel said Trump's administration performed various efforts to influence or downplay the coronavirus outbreak. This included blocking health experts from speaking publicly about the dangers of the virus, playing down testing guidance, attempting to interfere with public health guidelines, and other acts of political interference. The report states that the committee also uncovered evidence showing that Trump White House officials neglected the pandemic response to focus on the 2020 presidential election and promote that the elections were fraudulent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flood of migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
The border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever, and then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality, President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new host for the Spelling Bee has been chosen. USA's Val Dior has more.
Actor LeVar Burton's status as a champion for literacy makes him the perfect pick as the next host of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Burton is the former longtime host and executive producer of PBS's iconic Reading Rainbow. And during the pandemic, he hosted live Twitter streams and podcasts featuring him reading aloud to kids and adults. Scripps has announced LeVar Burton will host the Spelling Bee Finals next year, June 1st and 2nd, at a location near Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio Network Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.